Like most people, I am positively fascinated and actively observant of AI's rapid evolution and impact on the world and real people. I'm not holding my breath, though, as it may all change soon. Of course, we all use AI every day now without even realizing we're using AI, and that's what makes it fascinating and scary at the same time. I am old enough to remember the day Windows 95 came out. That was also fascinating and scary. I had just completed my undergraduate studies, and some of my friends were still toiling through college. I remember the Windows 95 debut vividly. I was at one of my classmates' get-togethers the morning after a party. I remember the guys sitting around mocking each other over the previous night's shenanigans. We all painfully laughed at the silliest things. One of the running jokes involved the sudden raucous mocking of one of the guys for being excited about having purchased the new Windows 95 program. We all agreed that the purchase was bougie. We laughed so much I can still hear all the raucousness. After that laugh, however, the program evolved from a bougie purchase to an obligatory, ubiquitous, and democratic requirement. The impact Windows 95 made on young people and the world was tectonic. Microsoft Windows 95 was everywhere in and outside of school. It took over the way we enrolled in classes, checked out books, organized ourselves, wrote and processed our schoolwork, and soon after, it evolved to the point where it made it possible for authors to auto-correct their writing in real time. Now the doomspeller had hope. Same as today, young people are the beneficiaries of this new wave of AI, but this wave is not only for them, it is for everybody. This is what this book is about. AI is all about today and where it is taking all of us. In writing this book, I have to share I am just a co-author. My partner in this endeavor is not human, but none other than my AI assistant or agent, Flynn T. Just in case anyone asks, I name my agent Flynn T after the protagonist Kevin Flynn from the 1982 movie Tron. Diving into the movie a little bit, the character, Kevin Flynn, is a software engineer working after hours in a large tech company. He's trying to start his own gaming company, who then gets discovered and digitized by the antagonist Ed Dillinger into the Tron program in the mainframe. Like Flynn in the Tron program, my agent Flynn T is working inside the world's information well, the internet, making sense of the digital world for us. Flynn T is helping me realize and explain how AI works from an insider's perspective. Flynn T lives in the program. This is why this book is called AI on AI. The AI agent explains in its simplest terms the inner workings of the AI program, where it lives. Imagine that. AI in the Socratic exercise of knowing itself for your benefit.